This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. On Monday, the president urged the EPA to allow California and other states to impose stricter auto emission standards. It's both a call to the future and a rebuke of the Bush administration policy that blocks such moves.
The days of Washington dragging its heels are over. My administration will not deny facts. We will be guided by them.
Of course, the move was hailed by environmentalists, but what about Detroit? How does an already embattled auto industry deal with such a move? We're going to turn now to Bloomberg News reporter John Hughes, who joins us with his analysis. Okay, John, how big a reversal in policy is this?
This is huge. Obviously, we're now headed toward having two sets of CAFE standards, or fuel economy standards, one for California and basically the East Coast and the West Coast, and another for the rest of the country.
So what is the gap exactly between what automakers have traditionally wanted to do in Detroit and the standards set by California?
It's about a third. The California standards are about a third tougher than what the automakers face in the rest of the country. And what they would like to do is convince the federal government to say, let's have one standard, let's maybe move toward the California standard a little bit, but let's not have this patchwork. We don't want to be facing one standard in California, another standard in Illinois, and then perhaps other states come forward with even different standards again.
Okay. Now, that sounds like their old argument against it. I'm wondering, given that they're now on the edge of getting this big bailout, what is their response now? How are things different?
Well, I think they're saying that, look, we're cutting a lot of jobs, we're struggling, our sales are at a low in the last 15 or 25 years. We're facing a very difficult time, and we are trying. We're moving forward with more green vehicles. We're showing that we want to get more green, but look, you have to be reasonable, federal government. You need to help us, maybe even give us loans to help us move in this direction.
Well, in fact, let's listen to what the president had to say in that direction.
And let me be clear. Our goal is not to further burden an already struggling industry. It is to help America's automakers prepare for the future.
So I'm wondering how much of this is perhaps a government-mandated order for Detroit to step up its preparation for the future?
It is, and the government, of course, already has its hand firmly on the steering wheel of Detroit through the auto bailout. So they're already overseeing a restructuring of the companies and saying, you need to cut your costs, you need to improve your model line. Now they'll even have more say through this fuel economy regulation that they're pursuing. So they have a chance to really deliver on what Obama says.
Wow. You know, very quickly, we've been talking about nationalization of all these different industries this morning. You're almost making it sound like they're trying to nationalize the auto industry.
They don't want to nationalize it in the sense of having the government actually own it or run it, but they do want to set the direction.
Okay.
They do want to use their bully pulpit to say, Detroit, get your act in order.
All right. John Hughes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
John Hughes is a news reporter for Bloomberg News.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.